Sefer Shoftim Perik Aleph. Vayihi Achrei Moshe Yoshua V'yishalu B'nei Yisrael V'Hashem Lemor Mi Yale Lanu El Kanani V'tchila Lilachem Bo. It was after Yoshua passes away. They asked B'nei Yisrael, they asked Hashem Lemor, who's going to go to war first against the Kanani? Sefer Shoftim opens with the word Vayihi. The Rokeach on Megillas Esther explains the word Vayihi is used several times to connote a Tchias HaMesim of some sort. Here in Sefer Shoftim, after Yoshua leaves this world, it is the Zakenim who now rise to power for the leadership of Klal Yisrael. The Sefer Shoftim takes place in the Tkufas of the Zakenim. This is what we say in Pirkei Avos Aleph Aleph, Moshe Kibel Torah Messinai, Umasar Yoshua, the Yeshua Lizakenim. Yoshua handed over the Torah to the Tkufa of the Zakenim. The Gemara Bava Basra Yedalet Amud Beis relates that Shmuel HaNavi wrote Sefer Shoftim and Sefer Shmuel. However, he split them up into two different svarim, as Sefer Shoftim takes place in the Tkufa of the Kanim, and Sefer Shmuel takes place in the Tkufa of the Nevi'im. Alternatively, the Das Sofer explains Vayehi can indicate sadness. This because it was the first time Klal Yisrael had to ask Hashem from the Urim V'Tumim, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol War. During the leadership of Yoshua, Yoshua did not need to ask the Urim V'Tumim. He got his message straight from Hashem. Therefore, the word Vayihi relates sadness because of the loss of Madrega in Klal Yisrael. Aleph through Zion, through Pasuk Zion, Klal Yisrael inquires of Hashem who should go to battle first to conquer the remaining nations that remain in Eretz Yisrael. Yehudah is chosen and asks his brother Shimon to assist him in battle. They go to war and defeat the Kanani and the Perizi in a place called Bezek. They capture Adoni Bezek and cut off his thumbs and big toes. Adoni Bezek confesses and acknowledges how this is Hashem punishing him, neither can they get neither, for the way he acted towards other kings, as it says in Pasuk Zion, Vayoma Adoni Bezek Shivim Malachim Bahonas Yadei Vagleim Mikasatuhayu. Adoni Bezek says there were 70 kings where I cut off their toes, their big toes, and their thumbs, Malachim Tacha Shulchani, and I collected them under my table. Kasher Sisi came, Shilam Li Hashem, just like I did, Hashem is paying me back. Pasuk Ches through Pasuk Yud, the Bnei Yehuda go to war against Yerushalayim, conquer it. They destroy the city by setting it ablaze. The Navi recaps several of the wars of Yehuda and lists them. Yud Beis through Tezvav, Kalev makes an announcement. Vayomer Kalev Asher Yakes Kiryas Sefer V'Lachtu V'Nasati Lo Es Achsa Viti Leisha. Right, whoever goes ahead and conquers Kiryas Sefer, I'm going to give them my daughter Achsa as a wife. Asniel ben Kenaz, Kalev's younger brother, conquers Kiryat Sefer and takes Achsa as a daughter. Achsa asks her new husband for permission to ask her father for better fields. Asniel ben Kenaz consents. Request is made. Kalev does what his daughter, Achsa, asks for and fulfills the request. Pasuk Tez Zion through Pasuk Chav, the Bnei Kini, Choyse Moshe, Olum here tomorrow. The Bnei Kini was come from Yisro, who was the father-in-law of Moshe. They went to Ir Tamarim in order to settle with Yehuda while Yehuda was at war to show that they were at peace with Yehuda. Yehuda continues to conquer Gaza, Ashkelon, and Ekron. The Navi continues and relates Hashem was with Yehuda and all the battles he was successful in. The Navi points out the Yoshvei Emek, people of the valley, had Rechev, Barzel, iron chariots, and were unable to be defeated due to their iron chariots. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the Bnei Binyamin were unable to drive out the Yebusi who remained in Yerushalayim. Pasuk Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel, the Bnei Yosef went to Beis Kel. They searched for the city of Luz. They inquired as to where is the city of Luz. If there is something mysterious about the city, they were unable to find. And Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Vayomu Lo Harenu Na'es Mavoy Ha'ir, they ask someone, they see someone leaving. They say, can you show us where the entrance to this city is? And we'll do for you a chesed. And the entrance to the city was revealed to them. They go into the city, they wipe out the city by sword, and they call it Luz. Chav Zion, Pasuk Chav Zion through Lamed Vav, which is the end of the Perek, The Navi relates all the Shvatim who are unable to drive out the foreign nations from their land. The Shvatim listed are Menashe, Ephraim, Zvulun, Asher, Naphtali, Libban. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.